This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
So we'll move into the Rail Authority meeting. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Cope, Jerry Cope.
Here.
Jack Nelson.
Aye.
Steve Scharnhorst. Steve Scharnhorst.
Aye.
Jeff Burkett.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, got a quorum. Okay, at this time, I would like to open it up for considerations of conflicts of interest. If anybody has a conflict now or while we're in the meeting, please state that. Any conflicts? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to approval of the March 15th meeting minutes. Should have been attached. Does anybody have any comments on the March 15th meetings? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Jack, I'll approve.
Jack, second. So I got a motion and a second. Any comments to the minutes? Okay, roll call vote.
Cope.
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Scharnhorst?
Aye.
Burkett?
Aye. Okay, the minutes are approved. And I think, Jack, for consideration of the Lake Andes, anything you need to add or same thing as before?
Same as before, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jack. Any discussion? Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Steve makes a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Jerry. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote.
Cope?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Scharnhorst?
Aye.
Burkett?
Aye. Okay, approved. Okay, at this time, I would like to open up the Rail Authority for public input. Any else public input? Okay, hearing no public input. Before I adjourn the meeting, anything else to bring in front of the authority meeting? Hearing nothing?
I could congratulate Jerry Cope again on his retirement.
After the vote today, some people might think it should be sooner rather than later.
Not from the board.
Oh.
So we are adjourned then.